Hi, this is Jamie Crawford with Breakthrough Ministries. Thanks for downloading our Wow God podcast. Make sure you subscribe to get our latest podcast. We appreciate your partnership. It helps keep our ministry going. We hope you enjoy our podcast. Fear of transition. And so a little bit about our ministry. We are actually in a transition in our ministry. Not that we're not going to go preach around the world, but the Lord has told us to make a headquarters with Breakthrough Evangelism. And so we're right now in the middle of that transition because we're looking for land, we're looking for a building, so that we're able to do Breakthrough services in that building. Our Breakthrough services are going to be on a Thursday night, just like what we do our fire study every Thursday night. It will be in our new building whenever we get that building. So I'm just going to ask Alicia to share. I have Alicia and my wife Iris. I'm going to have her share a little bit about Breakthrough Ministries, how you can help us out in our transition of ministry. So Alicia, I just want you to share with the people tonight a little bit.
Okay, well, Breakthrough, we have three different ways to give to Breakthrough. Let me pull it up so I don't say it wrong. The first way to donate is you could go to our website, and most of this is on Breakthrough's profile on Facebook, but you could go to there and donate. You could send a text message to a number. I'll say the number right now, but we'll post it on there later. 970-294-7809, and you'll just text it. And it says that you'll receive a text back, and you'll click the link below. It'll give you a little rundown of what to do. And another way is through our PO box, and which is also on Facebook. That it shows you what our PO box number is. But I know that we're all going through a trying time right now financially, because I know a lot of jobs are just kind of like on a freeze mode right now, and we're all kind of worried about some of that stuff. But you know, we serve a God who owns all the silver and all the gold and all the riches. And I like what this one pastor said one time, that money is just a little bit of asphalt up in heaven, you know, like that's all it is. Mm-hmm. And one of the verses I looked up, and I find that it's really, I feel like, is for now. It's found in Philippians 4:19, and it says, "And my God will meet all your needs according to the riches of his glory in Christ Jesus." And I believe that whenever you sow a seed into Breakthrough and plant a seed into Breakthrough, that seed's going to grow. And not only is it going to bless our ministry, but it's also going to bless you in a way that it's going to bless you crazy. And I believe that God will meet all your needs, especially right now in this time. However, it's going to happen. It's going to happen. And I believe with all my heart that God's going to bless you with all of this. Is it all right if I go ahead and pray?
Yeah, go ahead and pray. Pray for our Breakthrough service we're having tonight also, please.
All right. So, God, I thank you for tonight, God. I thank you. I thank you for those who are tuning in right now and listening to this right now, God. God, I pray that you just press it on their heart and challenge their heart a little bit. God, and God, I pray that you just begin to show them your will for their life, God. I pray that your Holy Spirit would move in this place, God. God, I pray that your Holy Spirit would just move upon their house right now, wherever they're tuned into right now, God. Bless each and every single one of these people, Lord. God, I thank you for what's happening here, Lord. And I thank you so much for what's about to happen tonight, Lord. I feel like lives are going to be changed, God. Yes. Lives are going to be changed, God, for the better, Lord. I thank you for what's about to happen tonight. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Alicia. And once again, I want you to share this live video with somebody, because we're going to share a word tonight. I believe it will be a life-changing word for you tonight. I pray it be a life-changing word for you tonight. But share it. Give us some thumbs up. Give us some hearts. Let us know you're out there. Tell us where you're from. Put it in the comment below. If you have any prayer requests, instant messages. And if you want us to call you, put your number in there. and I'll give you a call and we'll pray over you and encourage you. So I just want to challenge you, just make sure you share this tonight and give us some thumbs up. And the message that the Lord put on my heart for tonight is called Fear of Transition. There was several weeks ago, we sat here right here in our living room having a breakthrough service, and afterwards we were discussing with a few of our friends that had come over and they stayed a little bit longer, and we were talking about how is revival going to hit our nation? How is revival going to hit our world? And as we were talking about that, we were talking about the things that have happened in the past. But the Lord, I believe, is not going to make things happen like they used to be. He showed us in that conversation that household revival is going to break out. And so sometimes in the fear of transition is when God will force us to do things that we've never done before. Mm-hmm. And I believe that we're going to have an outpouring of God's power. We are faced up against, what we're faced up against right now in this society and what's going on in this world today, I believe that God is about to turn some things around for some people's lives. Mm-hmm. God's about to turn your situation around. And when we were discussing that about revival, we were talking about how we were going to have an encounter with the presence of God. And it had to have an encounter. We have to have an encounter with Him. And we'll see miracles, signs, and wonders. But I believe it's going to happen right here in our own homes. God has more or less forced everybody to stay home. You're staying home right now. You're probably watching this from your living room right now. And as you're watching this, I believe that there's going to be an outpouring of God's presence, because He says, in the last days, I will pour out my Spirit on all flesh. Mm-hmm. And tonight, I believe that God is about to release something. Mm-hmm. I want you to know something, that there's something that's been happening over our ministry, that's happening over our house. Every time that we have our fire study, every time we have our breakthrough services, we see miracles, signs, and wonders happen. And it's because the Lord spoke to us about a year ago. Iris and I, in February a year ago, Iris and I was at Prayer Mountain in Branson. And the Lord spoke to us that there is an open heaven over your family. There's an open heaven over your ministry. And everywhere you go, there's going to be an open heaven. So tonight, I release an open heaven over your household right now. I believe tonight that God is about to release a revival and break out into your life like never before. The things that you've been praying for, the things that you've been seeking after, God is about to release that in your life. He usually does things when we're right in the middle of the fire. He usually blesses us the biggest when we're right in the middle of a turmoil in our life. Right now, our nation's in a turmoil. Our nation is running in fear. Our nation has questions that are going on right now. But the Lord gave me this message to let you know that there is fear of transition. In 2 Timothy chapter number 1 and verse number 7, the Bible says, "For God did not give us the spirit of fear, but of love, of power, and a sound mind." What I want you to recognize tonight is God didn't give you that spirit of fear. He gave you the spirit of love, the spirit of power, and a sound mind. It's how we control what is going on in our life. Where is your trust at tonight? Where is your trust at tonight? Is it in the media, or is it in what God wants to do in your life? One of the things that God was showing me in the fear of transition is, I want to give you an example of a fear of transition. When Iris and I, we're both different in this one area. When we go swimming, Iris, she loves to take her time to get in the water. So there's a transition that's going on where she kind of goes to the water, and if that water's too cold, she's not getting in.
No.
But if it's a little warm, she doesn't just jump in. She kind of eases her way in. And I want to call it the tiptoe mentality. Because she eases her way into the water. She tiptoes her way in. And she always tells me, don't get around me. Don't splash me. Let me get in the way I want to get in. Let me slow and ease my way in there. And eventually, she'll finally get all the way up to her shoulders. But it's going to take some time.
Yeah.
See, there's fear in transition. She likes to take her time.
Mm-hmm.
But see, my mentality when it comes to going to a swimming pool, I don't think about it.
No.
I see water and I have my swimsuit on. I don't stick my toe in it to check the temperature. I do the mentality of the cannonball mentality. I just jump in. I don't care. I'm ready to have fun. I'm ready to splash around. I'm ready to get involved in that swimming pool and have a good time. See, there's two transitions that are happening. There's one where there's a tiptoe mentality, and there's another one, there's a cannonball mentality. And you know, we can look at Scripture and we can see how there's many transitions that happen in the Word of God. When Jesus first was gathering up his disciples, he come across two brothers, Simon, called Peter, and Andrew. And in Matthew, you can find it in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, but in Matthew chapter number 4 and verse 19, Jesus says, come, follow me, Jesus said, and I will make you fishermen of men. At once, they left their nets and they followed him. I call that the cannonball mentality, because they didn't think about it. They just did it. They just jumped right into it, and they were like, I'm following you, Jesus. I feel that there's something that's happening. Can I tell somebody tonight that somebody needs to have a cannonball mentality? Because Jesus wants you to know that he is about to pull you through your situation. Things are about to shift. Things are about to turn around. And God's glory is about to fall on you. All you got to do is just trust him. Have a cannonball mentality. But let me give you another translation where Moses, whenever he was at the burning bush, Moses had the tiptoe mentality. Because the Lord spoke to him right there at that burning bush. And he explained everything that he was about to do. But what I found in Exodus chapter number 3 and verse number 11, it says, but Moses said to God, who am I that I should go to Pharaoh and bring the Israelites out of Egypt? What I want you to see right here is in the tiptoe mentality, when Moses, what he did was he asked the question to God, who am I? Fear always has a question mark at the end.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So if you have a question mark at the end of your situation, know that there's a little bit of fear. But know that the scripture that I gave you in 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7, God didn't give you that spirit of fear, but of love, of power, and of a sound mind. And God wants you to know tonight, he's about to turn your whole situation around. There's a transition. The fear of transition. You got to recognize, are you walking in fear? Or are you walking in God's power? Are you walking in his love? Are you walking in his mercy? God wants to release such a peace right in the middle of your storm. I want to speak this to someone tonight that is going through fear of transition. This is what God said in verse number 12. Whenever Moses was questioning God, saying, God, how am I going to do this?
Mm-hmm.
I can't do this. I got a stuttering problem. I can't even speak. I got somebody right now. You know, you're being moved into a transition that you've never done before.
Mm-hmm.
You're used to getting behind the pulpit every Sunday morning and having that cover you up, and now you're going to have to get in front of an iPhone and do live videos that you've never done before. You're getting ready to go through a fear of transition. And Moses, he was stuttering, and he was like, I don't know what to do. I don't know how to do this. But I just love what God does. He says this. He says, I'm going to be with you. Moses, I'm going to be with you. You don't have to worry about the situation. I'm going to be right there with you. Mm-hmm. The Lord's speaking this to somebody tonight. He wants you to know this, and He wants you to hear this. He is about to be with you. Mm-hmm. He's about to walk with you through this transition. And the easiest way we can make it through a transition is there's 3 points I want to give you tonight. And I want you to hold on to these points. And I hope these points bless you tonight. And if you've sat under our ministry, if you've sat under our ministry as pastors, you're going to know these 3 points. It's found in Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, where he says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He is going to make your path straight. Mm-hmm. The 3 points I want to give you tonight, if you can get these 3 points in you and do these on a daily basis, you're not going to walk in fear. You're not going to have the fear of transition. See, the fear of transition does one thing. I kind of softened it tonight because I'm the cannonball mentality, but Iris told me to soften it just a little bit by saying transition. Because another word for transition is change. And people don't like the word change. Mm-hmm. And even when I said it, you was like, I don't even like that word, change. But when I say transition, because you're shifting, you're moving into a transition that you're uncomfortable with. But God wants you to know, I'm going to be with you. But Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, these 3 points, you need to do these 3 points. Number one, put God first. Put God first over everything. Tonight, right now, you may be walking in fear. You may be walking in turmoil right now. And the Lord's speaking to somebody tonight. Just put Him first. Mm-hmm. You may not be facing this coronavirus. It may be something else. It may be a physical need that nobody else knows about. It may be cancer. It may be a disability. It may be something that you're struggling with. But the Lord's saying tonight, just put Him first. Put Him first. Just trust Him. Quit walking in fear and put God first. Number two, put your family second. Put these in order. Prioritize these. Put God first. Put your family second. And number three, put your occupation, put your job third. We have been forced to stay home and not be able to go out. We're not able to travel. We're not able to do the things that we normally do in our ministry. But we're able to speak to you right now. And God has done a recalculation in all of our lives. God's recalculating some people right now. You may feel like you're off track, but the Lord's saying, I'm just doing some recalculation. I'm doing what I heard a minister in Minnesota, Painesville, Minnesota, say. He said, what the Lord's doing is He is doing a reset on some people. And tonight, I want you to see that God is recalculating some things. But He wants you to know tonight, He hasn't forgot you. Mm-hmm. He hasn't forgot you. Maybe there's someone tonight that you haven't been trusting God through all of this. Maybe it's time for you tonight to say, God, I need to just trust You. Not in what the media says, not in what people say, but God, I've heard the point tonight. I need to make You number one. Mm-hmm. I've been putting everything else over You, but tonight I need to make a change. Mm-hmm. I need to make a transition. I need to go make that fear of transition happen in my life where I don't walk in fear, but I walk in love and power and a sound mind. And tonight, maybe it's you tonight that needs to rededicate your life back to the Lord and say, God, forgive me for the way I've been acting. Forgive me by the way I've been treating other people. I mean, you're cooped up with your whole family and maybe you're taking everybody's heads off and griping and complaining. That's what I mean by that. Just griping and complaining. having your pity party in front of everybody. The Lord's saying, just trust me. I know what I'm doing. You may not understand it all right now, but in a little while, you're going to understand it all. Because there's a household revival that's about to break out across this nation. It's happening right now. It's being released. It's being downloaded upon our nation right now. And it's going to affect this whole world. Mm-hmm. Tonight, maybe you need to make that change. If that's you tonight and you need to accept the Lord, I'm just going to pray this prayer right now. And I want you to accept the Lord back into your heart. And just repeat this after me if you would. Say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus,
forgive me
of all my sins.
Wash me with your blood.
Jesus,
come into my heart.
Be Lord of my life.
And be my Savior. Tonight. In Jesus' name. Amen. If you prayed that prayer, I just want you to send me an inbox or even put it in the comments. The Bible says don't be ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ because it's the power of God unto salvation. And just send me an inbox because I'm going to send you a little booklet that I wrote. I want to send that to you. Send me your address so that I can send you that free gift. I just want to bless you with it. It'll give you some the tools of what to do when you get saved. And that's what's happened tonight, is you've given your heart to the Lord. Can I tell you what happened? If you recited that prayer tonight and you believe Jesus came into your heart tonight, there are 10,000 angels in heaven right now that are rejoicing over your soul. They're rejoicing. They're jumping up. They're spinning about wildly because you accepted the Lord in your life. Tonight, I want you to know revival is breaking out. There may be fear and transition, but the Lord wants you to know He's right there with you. Things are about to shift. Things are about to happen. And I'm going to ask Alicia. She's got a scripture I asked her to read because this is a prophetic word for somebody tonight. I believe that there's a shift that is about to happen in your life. And you need to hear this word right here. Because this word right here is going to do a transition in your life. It's going to give you hope. It's going to give you truth. It's something that the Lord put in my heart because the Lord told me at the end of the month of March, the first quarter of this month, He prophesied this to me. He spoke this to me. Things are going to shift so fast. Things are going to happen so fast. And it's going to set the tone for the rest of this decade. And so, Alicia, would you just read this? She's going to read it out of the Message Bible. Would you read this to everyone?
It's Amos 9, and we'll start in verse 13 through 15, right?
Yes.
Okay. And we're in the Message Bible. It says, "Yes, indeed, it won't be long now, God's decree. Things are going to happen so fast, your head will swim. One thing fast on the heels of the other. You won't be able to keep up. Everything will be happening at once. And everywhere you look, blessings. Blessings like wine pouring off the mountains and hills. I'll make everything right again for my people Israel. They'll rebuild their ruined cities. They'll plant vineyards and drink good wine. They'll work their gardens and eat fresh vegetables. And I'll plant them on their own land. They'll never again be uprooted from the land I've given them. God, your God, says so."
Wow, what power. God is giving us hope tonight because He can see the end of the matter. Ecclesiastes says the end of the matter is better than the beginning. Patience is better than pride. Mm-hmm. Hold on to God's truth. Hold on to His word because He is about to turn everything around. Although it looks rocky right now, although it looks scary, it's going to look scary for some of you ministers this weekend. When you go to the pulpit, it's going to be scary. But know that God is with you. God is about to turn everything around. God is about to set a fire inside of your message. Because you have a message that needs to get out to your people.
Yes.
God is about to stir up household revival. And God wants you to know in that word that she just read, blessings are about to chase you down. The blessings of God are about to chase you down. They're about to overflow in your life. God's about to do a miracle in somebody's life. God's about to do a miracle in somebody's physical body right now. You just need to begin to receive that miracle right now, because there's a miracle that's flowing on these airways right now, and the Holy Spirit is ministering to you right now. God is opening up blinded eyes. God's opening up deaf ears. God's healing stomach problems tonight. God's healing leg problems tonight. Just begin to receive your miracle right now. There's a flow that is happening right now. I feel the anointing as I'm speaking this. There is a flow that is happening right now, and God is getting people up tonight. God is waking people up. There's an awakening that is happening to our nation, and it's happening right now. There is a flow of the Spirit that is happening. I release it into ministries. I release it into callings. I release it right now into people's lives. God, release your power and your anointing. God, may breakthrough after breakthrough begin to happen in people's lives as we speak and as we pray over your people right now. God, let there be a release from heaven, Lord, even over in Africa, even in Brazil, God, even in Panama, God, even in Lima, Peru, God. I pray an outpouring of your Spirit begin to be released. God, even those in Russia right now, release that power all over the United States. God, release household revival. God, let us get closer to you.
Yes.
God, let us put you first, our family second, our occupation third. God, I thank you for the anointing, because it's not by might nor by power, but it's by your Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thanks for listening. We hope you will stay connected by subscribing to our podcast and becoming a partner to our ministry. Go to breakthroughevangelism.com and follow us on all our social media. We want you to be blessed.